want to welcome you to our midweek broadcast. We thank you for listening in to this message. It is our prayer that it will be a help and a blessing to you in these very difficult days in which we live. We ask for your help just to make these broadcasts known, and we encourage you to share on the broadcast with all of your friends and your contacts. Just to remind you that our testimony month starts this coming Sabbath evening at 6:30. All of the testimonies this year will be given by pre-record videos. Pastor Dennis Lyle, our good friend and brother who used to be the pastor in Lurgan Baptist Church, he's going to be testifying for us this coming Sabbath evening. So we do encourage you to listen to those testimonies, to share them. It's our prayer that they might be the means of bringing others to Christ. And we do ask you to pray for them. We want you to pray with us in the cause of the gospel for the Lord's blessing upon all of these video broadcasts just at this time. We're going to read the scriptures together. Our scripture reading today is taken from Luke's gospel. It's the chapter 10. We're beginning to read at the verse 38 and going to read down just to the end of that chapter, the verse 42. So let's hear the word of the Lord. It's Luke 10, verse 38. The scriptures tell us, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village." This is speaking of the Savior. "He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.'" Just ending there, the close of the chapter, we know the Lord will add his blessing to this, the public reading of his word. We want to take time just to pray. We need the Lord's help. We want the Lord to guide us. We want the Lord to use the message. So we'll just bow together and seek his face in prayer. Father, we lift our hearts to thee. Thank you for the assurance your ear is always open to our cry. Thank you for the opportunity to minister your word at this midweek broadcast. Thank you, Father, for the technology that enables us to minister to the congregation and even much further afield in these days of lockdown. We just ask your blessing upon this broadcast. We pray for help, Father, to minister your word. Pray you'll come and settle our hearts. Ask thee to take away every distraction. And we pray for utterance, Father, today. May the Spirit of God, in all his fullness, in all the fullness of his power, rest today upon the preaching of your word. We ask thee to remember our congregation just at this time. We pray for every family, especially those who have loved ones that are ill, and those in hospital. We commit them, Father, just into your hands, and asking that they especially will know the strengthening and the healing touch of God in these days. So, Father, hear our prayers, and come and guide us now, we ask. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 10 and the verse 40. It's just the opening statement of that 40th verse. "But Martha was cumbered about much serving." Maybe those words describe you today and the circumstances in which you're found. We're continuing at these midweek Bible studies the series of messages on coping with, or how to cope. We encourage you to look back on our Facebook page, scroll back on the timeline, see the other messages that have been brought in this series, just to help the Lord's people in these very difficult unprecedented days in which we live. Today we're dealing with the subject of coping with stress. You think of the common expression you often hear, it's stressed out. And maybe that's how you feel today. There's so many demands, so many decisions. There's so many problems that you're facing at present, and you don't know which way to turn. You don't know how to deal with all of these circumstances and situations. Can I point out to you, if you do feel stressed today, that you're not alone. That is a common condition. Many, even of the Lord's people, from day to day experience great stress. Stress comes from many aspects of life. A poll was taken in the United States of America a few years ago and found that most stress came from the workplace. But stress also comes from many other factors in life. It comes from money problems, comes from challenges with our families, our children. It comes from situations relating to our health, even strains within the marriage, within the home. Sometimes even stress comes from our parents dealing with, coping with, caring for our loved ones. So stress comes from many factors. The reality is we live in very stressful times. The Apostle Paul, when he was writing to young Timothy, said in the last days, perilous times would come. The idea behind those words, especially that word perilous, is the idea that difficult, stressful times would come. That would be the mark of the end time age when many people will be stressed out. So there's not a doubt, men and women, that we live in such days. You think of Martha, the lady that we have read of. We have taken these words as our text. The scriptures tell us of Martha that this was her condition. She was stressed. She was under pressure. She was rushing around the home. She was entertaining, preparing a meal, trying to get everything done. But she wasn't coping with the situation. It was all getting on top of her. She was at the very point where she was ready to break down. And there are many people just like that, especially in these days of crisis, especially in these days of lockdown in which we find ourselves. All the new demands, all the new trials, all the new challenges of this time cause people to be stressed out. And maybe that's how you find yourself today. We want to think of that condition, men and women. And especially, we want to think of the question, how do you cope, especially as a Christian, as a child of God? How do you cope? How do you deal with the stress in your life, the stressful situations in which you find yourself? Let me give you some suggestions just very quickly. First of all, you need to think of delegation. One of the reasons why many people get stressed is because they're doing too much. They're doing far more than they should, far more than they personally can actually cope with. A vital lesson that we all need to learn is don't do it all yourself. In fact, the reality is it is impossible to do everything. And sometimes we need to realize that. We need to learn that lesson afresh. Remember that Moses tried to do everything, but he didn't impress his father-in-law. His father-in-law said to him, it's not good. And you need to see that as well, brethren and sisters. What you're doing is not good. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your home. It's certainly not good for others. Jethro warned Moses and he said, you will wear out yourself. In other words, you're on the road to burnout, Moses. And maybe you're in exactly the same condition. You think of lorries. Maybe there are some lorry drivers listening to the broadcast. Well, you know that lorries have a limit. They can only carry a certain load. And remember that you're just like that. You too have a limit. There's only so much that you can do. There's only so much that you can carry. There's only so much that you can cope with. And I want you to realize that, face that reality today. You think of the Savior during his earthly ministry. He appointed 12 apostles. What that teaches us is this: even he didn't carry on all the work of the ministry himself. And brethren and sisters, you need to see that, you need to understand that today. There was delegation, even in the life and ministry of the Savior. He delegated his authority. He delegated his ministry. He delegated the work of the gospel to those 12 apostles. So we need to learn that lesson. We need to learn to get others involved in the work in which we're engaged in ourselves. D.L. Moody, one of his great quotes was, "Don't do the work of 10 men, but put 10 men to work." Learn the art of delegation. You think of this question: why do some people not delegate? Why are they opposed to it? Why do they not like to hand over responsibility to others? Well, one answer to that question is pride. It's thinking of themselves more highly than they ought. It's the sort of idea, it's the sort of thinking, I'm the only one who can do this job. In fact, I'm the only person who can do this job right. Well, remember this. The Savior could have done the work of the gospel far better than any of the 12 apostles. But still he got them involved in the work. Still he delegated his responsibility to them. It's true, others might make mistakes, at times make great mistakes. But remember that you can disciple them. That's one of the great responsibilities that we have in the church as we think of the future. You can disciple, you can teach, you can minister others. It is an opportunity to teach them and to prepare them for future service in the work of the church. So if you're feeling stressed, stressed out, you need to think about delegation. Something else you need to consider is intercession. I want to underline to you the importance, the great importance of the place of prayer. Here's something that the world overlooks in all their stress therapy. Brethren and sisters, it's vital to take time to pray, especially to take time to pray about your circumstances, about your problems, about your difficulties, those things that are causing you pressure and stress every day that you live. You see, prayer is a great way to deal with stress. It's a great way to be able to unburden yourself. You have a privilege as a child of God that someone in the world doesn't have. You can bring all your anxieties to the Lord, spread them out at the throne of grace, tell him all about them. The scriptures exhort you to do that. Think of the words of the psalmist. You're to cast thy burden upon the Lord. The word there, burden, the word there, cast, is literally to roll your burden upon the Lord. And that's what you can do in prayer. Think of the New Testament equivalent to those words that Peter wrote, 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So what do you do with the burdens? What should you do as a Christian with all the pressures of life? You need to take them to the Lord in prayer. Think of the words of Joseph Scriven's great hymn. We have quoted them already in this series of messages, but how relevant they are again. He said, "Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." So I want to encourage you to do that. As you think of the stress that you're experiencing, you need to take that matter, take the situation to the Lord at the throne of grace. I want to encourage you to spend time every day in a private prayer. Remember that prayer is good for your health. It's good for your spiritual health. You'll not be a strong Christian if you don't pray. But prayer is also good for your physical health, because you're able to bring all of the burdens, all of the stresses of life to the Lord. In fact, there's no better way to begin any day than to begin the day with God at the throne of grace. That's what the Savior did. He sets us that example. The New Testament records, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." I want you to see, the Lord Jesus began the day with prayer, and we need to do the same, brethren and sisters. In fact, we need to do it more than he ever did. Do you know the reason why Many Christians are always so burdened, so stressed, so worried. The reason why they lack so much peace in their life, one of the answers to that is they don't pray about their circumstances. That they don't pray about the burdens. They don't wait upon God in prayer as they should. You think of Mary, the sister of Martha. The scriptures tell us here she sat at the Saviour's feet. And that's what made the difference. That's what made the difference in Mary's life. That's what made the difference between her and Martha. That's the thing that gave her the peace in her heart and in her life. And I want you to see, brethren and sisters, you need to take time every day to do the same, to sit at the Saviour's feet. Remember what Isaiah the prophet said. It's they that wait upon the Lord that shall renew their strength. That's a vital truth. That's a vital lesson for us all to learn. Don't be going on in your own strength. You'll not be able to do that. That's what you've been trying to do, and that's the reason why you failed. You need to wait upon the Lord, and He will renew your strength. In fact, He will actually give you His strength. He will change your weakness for His strength, because He will give you the power of God. That's the literal rendering of the words that Isaiah spoke. Think of David at Ziklag. He lost everything. The Bible says that he wept till he had no more power to weep. What an extreme situation he found himself in. The people spake of stoning him. His back was to the wall. It was a very difficult, a very stressful time for David. But what did he do? The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. He turned to God, especially in prayer, because we're told in that passage that David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" So David cast his burden on the Lord. And brethren and sisters, you need to do the same. So let us encourage you. Take time to pray. On this, our midweek meeting night, the midweek Bible study, the midweek prayer meeting, we want to encourage you to seek the Lord about your circumstances. Pray for help. Pray for strength. Pray the Lord will give you grace. Pray the Lord will give you the wisdom, the guidance that you need at this very hour. There's one other thing we'll mention as a suggestion to you, how to cope, how to deal with the stress in your life. We have thought of delegation. We've thought of intercession. Think of recreation. We urge you to take just a little time off. That is vital, brethren and sisters. You hear some Christians say at times, well, the devil doesn't take time off. Well, remember, the devil's not your example. The Savior is. And the Lord Jesus certainly did take time off. Do you remember those famous words he said to his disciples? Come apart and rest a while. And never forget those words, men and women. Never forget the exhortation that the Savior gave. And I want to remind you that rest is not optional. Rest is something that is essential for our health and for our well-being. There's a lot of talk today about what is essential. Well, I want you to see that rest is essential, even for the Christian, even for the child of God. If you want to have good mental health, good physical health, good spiritual health, rest is essential for you. It can't be done without. And remember that many people have had to rest to recover from sickness. They've had to rest even for long periods of time. And one of the reasons for that is they drove themselves too hard. They burnt themselves out. They didn't rest when they ought to have, when they should have. And remember, as you think about rest, it's so important. The Lord actually included it in the Ten Commandments. You think of the Sabbath day. The Bible exhorts us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. The word Sabbath means rest. So rest is so important that the Lord actually enshrined it in the words of the Ten Commandments. It's commanded to us, brethren and sisters. The New Testament says that the Sabbath was made for man. The Sabbath was made for man's good, for man's benefit, for man's blessing. There's a lovely story about the Apostle John. He was playing with a pet partridge that he had. As he was doing that, a huntsman that knew the Apostle came along And he was surprised to see the apostle amusing himself in that fashion. The apostle John asked the huntsman, "Do you always keep your bow bent?" Well, the huntsman replied, "It would be rendered useless if I always kept it bent." Well, John said to him a very wise statement. He said that he rested his mind for exactly the same reason. So I want you to see the lesson of that story, brethren and sisters. The mind, the body, needs to relax. In the picture that was given there with the huntsman, your mind and your body needs to be unbent. It needs to take those times of relaxation. The message is, you need rest. Never forget that. The bow did, the bow of the huntsman, the apostle John did, and so do you. Let me say this just to you in closing. In the building industry, if you think of concrete, if you think of metal structures, there can be what are called stress fractures. That's when there's too much pressure that is applied, and it begins to crack. It begins to break up. And maybe that's just where you are in life at this time, this very day. You're starting to show some stress fractures. It's evident not just to yourself, but even to others that are around you. Well, in your life, brethren and sisters, if that is the case, I want you to see from this passage the things we have considered. Here's a little of how to deal with that stress. Here's a little of how to cope. Some very clear, some very practical lessons that we can glean from the Word of God. The need of delegation, the importance of intercession, and how essential recreation is in the life of a person, especially in the life of a child of God. I pray the Lord will bless this message. Pray he'll make it a help and a benefit, an encouragement to you just in these difficult days. We'll have a little word of prayer together as we finish. Father, we bow in your presence. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you, Father, for all that you've revealed to us in the Scriptures. We thank you for the light of God's Word. Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy as a light that shineth in a dark place. And Lord, as we live in this dark world, we thank you for the Word of God that guides us, even in these practical issues. And Lord, we pray you'll keep your hand upon our lives. Help us to be wise. We pray, Father, that you'll give us wisdom to encourage others into the work of God. We pray, Father, that you'll help us to spend the time before thee in prayer as we ought, and to avail ourselves of those important times of rest. Do remember, Father, all our families. Bless them just in these days. We pray that they'll be encouraged, especially from your word. We ask thee, Father, to speak to us. And our earnest cry is that you'll give to us that closer walk with God. So here these are prayers, and now we pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.